Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? Happy Wednesday. Y'all know what day it is. What day is it? What day is it? It's hump day. Y'all know what day it is. That's right. Woo, man, I tell you. I'm telling you. What a great day. What a great day. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And we have another outstanding show for you today. We're going to be talking a little about communication, how we should be talking to each other and not at each other. Because even on this show, we do a lot of talking at each other and not to each other. So we're going to be talking about how should we be talking to each other and communication and listening and comprehending and communication. So that's what we're going to be talking about today here on Blog on Let's Talk. You want to join the conversation? No problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Now, of course, y'all know I have a co-host. So let me bring my beautiful co-host in, Sister Ngadi. Hello, Sister. How are you today?
I'm good, Mr. Talk. And I'm hearing you're very upbeat this fair afternoon.
Yeah, I think the meds kicked in finally.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I see we have Michelle here with us, and we have another guest 1415. I'd like to welcome them to the show this afternoon.
Yes.
And tell you that I had a terrible time narrowing down the quote for the day. There's so many good ones on communication.
So did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, though. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, and today is Wednesday, our first jazz day. I remember.
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Looking forward to that.
I think I got a good one. For the first day.
I'm sure it will be. Your music is always good. It's always good.
Look, I had to go. Well, thank you. I had to go into my repertoire a little bit and see what I had. So we'll see. We'll see. But communication, I tell you, communication. Oh, what are your thoughts
about
how we should be talking to each other? Huh?
How about the art of communication? Because it's really an art and a science.
No, go to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, an art and a science, huh? Ooh.
And I don't know if I'm stepping out of my boundaries to say so, but I think probably for most of us, it's an art and a science that we work to master all our lives.
You're right. We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Because we always have to, I think it's because we always have to, like, adjust. Is adjust the right word?
Yeah, self-reflection,
yeah,
adjustment.
Right,
right.
To the circumstances and the conversation we in, and to the people we actually are trying to communicate with. So you're right.
Absolutely. And so because of that, we can never really master the art and science of communication because those elements are always changing.
That's a very good point. A very, very good point. And you see, and that's why it's good for us to do shows like this. So it gives people a chance to go back and reflect and review and see maybe what they can do better as far as communicating with someone else or understanding what someone is communicating to them. You know.
Yes,
so,
and most importantly, to share their revelations because we learn from each other.
There you go. But there you go. You can't get it any simpler than that because we learn from each other. For those that are receptive. Okay, but I ain't going to go there. I'm not going to go there. All right, y'all. Well, woo, I'm telling you, I got the energy level going already. I ain't even listened to the song yet, boy, I tell you. All right, but without further ado, it's time for the quote of the day, y'all. I told you I'm not doing the, wait a minute, let me stop that for a minute. And I told y'all I'm going to stop doing the rules, the house rules. Y'all know them, so you get what you get. If it's somebody new, yeah, we may give them a break once. But other than that, you know the rules and you know what you get. So I'm not even saying no more. That saved me about 15 minutes of air time. Anyway, let me stop. All right, anyway, Justin and Donnie, you ready? I'm going to give you your drum roll. And here's
I want to.
Uh-oh. My bad.
That's okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. That's from George Bernard Shaw.
Wow. Wow. Say that again. Say it one more time.
Okay. The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place.
Boy, did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? Now, that's deep. That's deep there. Oh, my goodness.
Shout out, greetings to Sister Antoinette. I see she's in the house. And Vicky Griffiths.
Yeah, we got Vicky. Boy, I tell you, we got the crowd. They coming in now. They coming in. That I'm talking about. Let's see who I got on my switchboards here. I got, 786. I got triple one, and of course I got Brother Lowe. But yeah, we got some folk in here on the line, so we gonna go on and get with the song of the day. So we going to get into the show. What y'all think about that? You ready? You ready for the song?
Yeah, I'm ready, Mr. Fox.
Oh Lord, why y'all never use any of our quotes? I've used our quotes before. You just didn't know I was using them. Thank you. Anyway, that's a text I received. But, all right, y'all. Today is Wednesday. As I said, Wednesday is Jazz Day from here on out. And I think I got a good one for the first Jazz Day. I hope y'all enjoy it. I know I did when I was listening to it. So here it is. Without further ado, the song of the day. All right, y'all. That was it. That was it. That was your first Wednesday jazz session. And I'm telling you, that song was Mamba by Richard Elliot. Hope y'all liked it because it sounded good to me. Well, co-host, how was it?
Oh, I loved it. That's the kind of music that speaks to my soul.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Very smooth. I liked it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I want to thank Michelle for putting the definition of communication in the chat room, and it was really cute because she said, so we don't have to argue about the definition. Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, well, we better keep that close because, you know, somebody's going to need to know what that is because I see it coming. Nala says, would love to see a consensus on a definition. Yeah. Okay. Yes. We know. But we
and you know,
there.
Mr. Talk, another good point about communication is that the most important thing about it is hearing what isn't said.
Uh-huh. That is true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very true. And what, especially like what we're doing now on you know, internet, on the radio, you know, we can't see anyone. So we can only take what's being said as value. You know, now there's the inflection of the, you know, inflection of the voice and, you know, things like that we have to go by. But basically, that's all we have in situations like this. So, yeah. Now, where I was going with that, I don't know. It just came to mind. I had to throw it out there because I lost my thought there for a hot minute. Oh,
well, you were talking about how we don't have the benefit of body language when we're talking on the radio. So, you know, we have to, I guess, incorporate other skills and hearing what isn't said. Like you said, something about voice inflection, so forth and so on. Those are indicators,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
But I also think, you know.
Oh,
go ahead, Mr. Talk.
No, go. You go. I was going to talk about something
else.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to reiterate the quote of the day because, you know, more people are coming in. I think this is it's just so. I don't know what the word is, but the single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. Now, that says a lot.
That says a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. I think they had a great conversation and really haven't had nothing but some words talked back at each other, you know? So then they're like,
exactly.
Out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that does... Oh, my goodness, already, y'all. So that does make a whole lot of sense. Not a little bit of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense to me. Well, co-hosts, we got a couple of people with their hands up. Should we let them in?
Absolutely.
Absolutely? All right.
Yes.
Let's see who we have here. Let's see. Area code 786. Welcome to the show.
It's me. Okay, I was actually listening. Just listening to the show. Sister Ngoni, how you feel tonight, today?
I'm doing good, Dry Bones. Thanks for being here.
Yes. Speaking of voice inflections, yes, we definitely can feel a person's voice, even if we don't see them. We can tell
mm-hmm.
if they're happy or sad by the tones and vibrations of how they come at you. So, yeah, I think that's good. I don't know exactly where it's going, but I'm going to listen and I guess I'll see where y'all going, and I'll feel like jumping in again. But just letting you know, I'm on the line listening.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we have to talk a little later on. All right, let's see. I think we're going to bring Mr. Beasley and Mr. Lowe into the house.
Hey, what's going on?
Greetings.
All right, Lowe, quit playing. Okay, thank
you.
I thought of something. I think it was this before I called into the show. Can you imagine how Mr. Lowe would be if he weren't a man of faith? Can you imagine
minute,
if he didn't
don't,
have...
don't put that on me. Don't put that on me now.
No, I just thought of that, though. I just thought of that.
I said I know Scripture. I said all the day that I seen like everybody else. I know Scripture.
Well,
I ain't there yet.
Well, you know Scripture because you like, because you think it's because you want to find,
huh?
you're looking or searching or finding a better way to be.
Me. All right. Got the noise. Who driving? Who doing something?
Now,
I'm sitting in my garage.
Well, you need to close the garage door then, because I can hear something.
That might be dry bones, because I'm sure he's at work.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's dead bones. Now, put it on everybody else.
No, not dead bones, dry bones.
Oh,
I
okay.
guess. I guess there's a difference.
Okay. I think so. But anyway, So, gentlemen, y'all two of them, the main talkers on the show, what y'all think about communication? What is your definition, first, of communication?
Can it mute that?
I asked you a question.
Okay. I was going to let the aged one go first.
Guy, man. This guy knows Scripture. This guy is something else. I wish he would live by it a bit more. No. beauty before age. You first, Mr. Lowe.
Okay, cool. No problem. Now, like I was telling you in the text message, the thing is, there are different forms of communication. And the reason why I say that is because, okay, you and I, we're two guys. We may be the best of friends, and we have to talk out a situation. Okay, you see where I stand on that situation. I understand that. You understand where I'm coming from. But in the situation where there could be, and don't mute me for this, for saying this, a woman involved, and you should have already knew what I wanted, or you should have already knew what I was thinking.
Wow.
Now, that's women think that that's a form of communication also.
You go through
you
that too?
You should have already... No, sir. No, sir. Me and my wife, we're on a totally different pace than that. We don't... Those are childish teenage games. But, no, women... Yes, I'm sorry. Women do play that... And if you don't want to say play that game, they do run that course. That
now, Mr. Lowe...
Oh,
wow. Greetings, Brother Lowe.
Shalom.
Shalom to you. I just was commenting that you're stereotyping. Some women, not all women.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say then, some women, and it depends on the situation, because for the most part, you will have the general demographic of a certain population to do the same things in certain situations. Just like Beasley said yesterday, I don't believe he cooked black-eyed peas in the beginning of the year and had cabbages. The general demographic for the blanket of black America, for the most part, had and still will have those two things, right or wrong, on the first of the year.
Right.
So,
well, the way I saw what Mr. Beasley was saying was...
Ma'am, yes or no, ma'am?
No, I'm not going to answer yes or no, because it's not a yes or no.
Okay.
I can't answer yes or no. If you may allow me, what I saw Mr. Beasley doing was just giving an example of a cultural practice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Mr. Beasley was being literal in that he thought that all black people had black-eyed peas on New Year's Eve. So
I'm surprised when I bump into black people that don't.
Well, then that was my interpretation of what you were saying. I see.
It's almost as rare as finding
mm-hmm.
a white person with the last name Washington.
Absolutely. That's very rare.
But I would have to agree with Mr. Lowe. And, of course, you can't make blanket generalizations about any group or gender and be correct. But I've encountered many women that have this was really a lack of communication. No, well, there's this false nomer, this idea that I'm supposed to know what you're thinking without you telling me, or that I should have known not to do or to do something. And that's a lack of communication.
Well, can I ask this question?
Uh-oh.
Yes, can I ask this question then?
Sure.
All right. So if this is the case, then, well, you mentioned that is a lack of communication. However, how carefully are you listening to what they're trying? They've been trying to tell you. You know, are you listening to them and like, oh, Lord, here she come again. Oh, Lord. Are you really listening? Or are you really listening, or are you just really letting it go and wanting her to come out? And so when she come at you again, like, you should have known, you're looking at her like she blind because you have not taken the time to truly listen to what she had been trying to tell you. Could that be a possibility?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I would bear some of the responsibility then. However, I'm speaking of a different situation where nothing was ever mentioned. You know, nothing was ever mentioned. For instance, say she comes home with groceries, and she told me from the store, "Wow, I just spent $149 on groceries." And I'm like, okay, all right, that's fine. And then she comes home and she's carrying 4 or 5 bags. And she sits down and says, I'm tired and whatever the other. And the next morning she says, well, why didn't you get the rest of the groceries?
Wow.
And I'll say, well, I didn't know there were more groceries there, but I told you I spent $149 at the store and you saw that I only had 5 bags. How come you didn't get the rest of the stuff? That's spoiled.
Miss Beasley.
Now, that's real life that happened.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Recently. And I guess looking back some days later, if I'd have really thought about it, that you spent $149 at the store at groceries and you only got 5 bags, and, you know, there's probably some more bags left, but I didn't put the 2 and 2 together.
Well, I tend
now, what
to
about
disagree
that situation?
With that,
was
I tend to disagree.
Go
well,
ahead.
Listen. I tend to disagree with that, sir, because with the way prices are on things now, I mean, I went in the grocery store. Matter of fact, me and my wife was in the grocery store a couple of days ago, and we just went in to pick up a couple of things, man, and just for something quick. And before you know it, we already broke $100 down fast.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, that whatever amount of money that said, that really is not of the essence because – you
well,
know, if there's more bags out there, let me know.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Go
ahead. Now, Lo, you talk about money. You talk about money. Okay, whatever. You talk about money in the groceries. Now, I'm going to tell you what I get out of what Beasley said. Beasley was waiting for her to tell him that, look, there's more bags in the car. I need you to go and get them. Right? Now,
man, I just said no problem. All right, the gear.
Yeah, but here's what I heard when she said, when she called you from the store and told you she spent $140 in the store. Well,
I gave her my debit card. I said, just let me know what you spent so I can take it out of my account.
Okay, sugar daddy, let him finish.
Okay, so,
man, it's all right.
So now what she's saying is, when I get home, I'm going to need your help to get the groceries out the car.
Man,
I didn't
you know,
hear
I
all
would
that.
Have told me if you'd have
that's,
told me that I'd have probably
heard.
Been downstairs waiting
because
I wanted her to
maybe,
cook.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe I'm different because I know when mine go to the store, without me, as soon as that car pull up, I'm out there because I want to get the groceries out the car. I'm helping get the groceries out the car, and maybe that's just me.
I guess you're a little trained better than me. I'm
preoccupied. I'm trained now.
To my credit and to my maturity, telling you guys this.
Man, I'm
you know what I did when she told me that? Now, I guess I'm getting older and just a little henpecked, which is really not my nature, but I'm just trying to avoid conflict. I dig her, you know, and I like the time that we spend together. So what I said was this.
I was like, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Took the easy way out, huh?
My
Mr.
bad.
Beasley.
Easy way out. You know what? My instinct was to say, you didn't tell me anything. What the hell are you talking about? How the hell do you expect me to read your mind?
Now,
right.
Mr. Beasley, that's a good example of the most important thing in communication is to hear what isn't said. And Michelle put a very good point in the chat room, too. I just wanted to direct your attention to, Mr. Talk, but I'm out.
Oh, that's it? Well, okay.
Say what needs to be said.
Oh, yeah.
Say what needs to be said.
I think that, but in reality, wait for other people. Hold on. Michelle said, I've noticed that people have a tendency to wait for the other person to finish talking so that they can say what they want instead of listening to what the other person is saying, which is, all the time. But let me bring Miss Lady in. She's been waiting patiently. So let me bring Miss Lady in. Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
It's
hey, how you doing?
Greetings.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing really fine. So, you know what? I've been listening to you about 12 minutes. And, okay, what the lady just said was listening to what's not being said. And I'll even take it as caring about what's not being said. Because I think that in the first reflexive action is to not really want to step up and support. That's what the wife or the lady was saying when she bought the groceries and he saw her carrying bags. And at no point did I hear him saying I offered to help her bring bags in, but I did hear him say he wanted her to cook. So, I mean, really, if the intent is to be of support and to be concerned and to want to lessen the load off of the woman, you're going to. You don't have to wait for somebody. That's like being a child. You know, it's interesting how you know, men, she didn't tell me. Well, she didn't, she didn't tell me. Well, when it comes to other things, you don't want to be, you're the man. You're the leader.
Get it all together.
See, so I think it's really being not caring enough. And I think that reflective action is not to lend support, but to get out of doing so.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Hold on. You finish?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. First and foremost, you call me and tell me, I spent $140. You might have bought, I don't know, 8 or 9 steaks, and so you only got 2 or 3 bags.
But he said that she saw her with bags, bringing in 4 bags. I didn't hear him say.
Darling,
he offered to help her bring in one of those 4 bags.
I didn't think twice. I got the game on. I'm in between these radio shows. I'm straightening up. I'm just doing a lot of different things. I didn't even think twice.
You were waiting for your
pill
to kick in?
That's what I'm saying. What it says is that you have to think further than what you've been thinking.
Man, you can't. You know what it says to me, what it says, that an empty mouth doesn't get, that a closed mouth doesn't get fed.
You know, cliches are just cliches. I'm not talking about glib cliches. I'm talking about getting to the
cliches
and the heart
are
of
real.
Person.
Cliches are real. If you don't communicate something to someone, you can't expect them to know it.
If it was your boss bringing in 4 or 5 bags, you wouldn't wait for her to ask you to help her. You get up and say, "Ma'am, let me take those bags. Let me help you." So let's get off of that, okay?
And Mr. Beasley, what about hearing what wasn't said?
That's very important. They don't even want to listen to what's being said.
How can you hear
something?
Well, I don't like that.
I
don't like
it.
Exactly.
Hey, I got some bags down there.
When she says listen, she means understanding what's not being said. That's what she means.
Communication.
So
that's a puzzle.
Right.
It's not a puzzle.
I think more of understanding is, we're here together. We working together. We don't do everything we can to keep our lights on and pay our bills and everything. That's understanding.
Well,
this is a girlfriend. She doesn't live here. She just visits sometimes.
Okay. Well, either way.
Okay,
got you. Whenever your concubine shows up, then she has everything accessible to her, right?
That's right. Place to your place. Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Casa su casa.
That's
another
an understanding.
If you don't step up and expand, you're going to get left behind. Quality people are not going to want to be with a non-quality person. If you're going to use that excuse.
So now I'm a non-quality person because
I didn't go down there and get
the groceries?
You see that shit right there? That's messed up.
I'm a non-quality person?
Hey, Beasley, don't even answer to that, man.
Right, I'm not.
She was waiting for that.
For you to get up and offer some persistence, that is ridiculous. Who needs that?
There you go. All of a sudden, quality people.
We have a problem here.
Every single meal before you eat, she doesn't expect you to ask her to cook. She doesn't expect her to ask you to help her bring in 4 or 5 bags, okay?
Now that is out. Look, it's like this, man. That whole conversation was everybody trying to prove their point that they were right and the other person was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here
I'm more bothered by her than I am when the situation really happened. I handled it really happened.
Well,
I can't believe what she's saying.
Shooter in the leg. y'all being hard on this lady now.
She's being hard on this lady. They're demonstrating how childish they really are, what they're doing.
When Mr. Talk is talking, shut up.
Oh, you come shut me up.
Why don't you go to the grocery store?
Look.
Get some grits.
Hey,
I shut y'all up. Now y'all listen to me. See, and right there, see, Sister Ngani, that's what I'm talking about right there. Start out with a basic, easy conversation, but you see where it went to?
Well, there's hostility.
You know? What would that accomplish? What are we learning from that? Besides, we cannot communicate with each other. We trying to talk about how to correctly communicate with each other, but yet we had 3 people get on here, all adults, and instead of listening to each other and maybe taking in something, you know, that they say, well, that's a good point, that's a bad point, and, you know, and owning what is theirs, everybody is trying to say, well, in my situation, I did the right thing. But you're not opening yourself up to listen and understand what someone else is saying. And that's one of the biggest problems with the communication that we have.
That's a good point, Mr. Talk, and I'm guilty of it too. It's like what I heard was, you know, a person speaking while others were speaking, and we often do that to each other, and so then emotions get revved up, and then people say, shut up, and then that makes the emotions go higher. And also, I would say that it seems like sometimes you have to feel like you have to raise your voice to be heard sometimes, because there's a lot of strong voices in the group. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know.
But see, and then raising your voice, you know, that falls into the inflection category of communication. And now everybody's think you upset because you're raising your voice, but the only reason why you're raising your voice to get over the argument and the chaos that's going on in front of you, you know. So
that's
once
true.
Again, we have to learn to control it, control our emotions, and talk to each other and not at each other. That whole conversation right there, everybody was talking at each other, not to each other. They make that go back to the quote of the day. you know, under the illusion that a conversation just took place when it really didn't. It really didn't. It's just a bunch of yelling and screaming back and forth. Okay, I'm sorry.
So doesn't
go ahead, that
co-host.
That's just my
Mr. Talk, doesn't that point out to the fact that communication is a group effort, or if there's two people involved or three people involved, that everybody has a part in the process, because the people that are supposed to be listening have to do their part in listening while the other person is speaking. And I don't want to get off the topic here, but there was a point made in the chat room. How are you supposed to hear what isn't said? Well, have you ever heard the term silence speaks louder than words?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer to that was put in the chat room. But getting back to the thing that just happened here, you see, the people that were supposed to be listening weren't listening because they were countering what was being said. And sometimes when we don't like what mm-hmm. we're hearing, we tend to do that. I'm saying we, not because I'm trying to speak for other people. I'm just, fessing up that sometimes I do it too. You see,
right.
We start grumbling.
Right.
If somebody that we don't like or we don't agree with, before they even finish speaking, we're saying, or, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, if somebody's saying that we agree with, we say, you see? So it's
right.
Listening is an art, too, I think. It's something that has to be developed, the ability to listen, not just hear the words, but to listen to what the other person is saying, whether you agree with it or not, and then formulate a response as opposed to formulating it in your mind as you're disagreeing with what you thought you heard them say.
Very good. Very well put. All right, let's see. I got two more people want to come in and join the conversation. So I got to speak it out now. Hello, 111. 111. I got two 111s. Hello. Hello, Maze.
Hello?
How are you?
How are you?
Greetings.
How are you doing? This is Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you? Okay. So we got Michael and Maze. So Michael,
now,
said you want to... Wait. Okay. Hold up. Ladies first. Go ahead, Maze. What you got to say?
Well, sometimes listening and people talking, you're not communicating. When you're communicating, that's when people are listening. And then that's part of the problem. But if you're grown-ups and you're having a grown-up conversation, that's the way it should go. You shouldn't have to take a friend just because that's your friend and use the conversation that's being going on because you're getting mad with somebody because you don't agree with what my friend said. That's why as I say, my friends are the politicians. I don't do business with them with their politician part when it comes to that because I don't agree with the things that they're doing. I don't go there with them. But then if I'm having a conversation, say, I got a radio station. My sister's listening. And somebody attacked my sister. She ain't no business calling that station if she can't stand up for herself. I think she should have the opportunity to stand up for herself and give her opinion. And if she don't like what's going on, let her take care of it. You communicate in doing things like that. Don't get upset with the person because they don't like what's being said. Because if she was woman enough to be on there talking, she should be woman enough to comprehend what went on and give her opinion. And stand up for herself and not be protected.
Well, thanks for sharing, Maze.
That's how I see it. And
okay.
Can I explain what the conversation Beasley was talking about when he was saying going to when he gave her the money, she went to the store to purchase the food. So she didn't tell him there was more food down in the car. She could have left everything in the car and told Beasley to go down and get it, but she didn't. She came in with 5 bags, so he assumed that was it. Until the next day she brought it up, that's how the food was still left in the car.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, Michael, you have something to say?
Well, yeah, the proper way of communicating, at least let Mike have his say without anyone interrupting me. I've noticed that every time I talk, people interrupt. I couldn't even get 90 seconds in. But I just want to say something. There's two types of communication. There's the verbal and there's the nonverbal. When you're communicating, you have to be listening and someone is going to be speaking. If even this goes for Michael, this is a fact. If I cut someone off, that for a fact shows that I was not listening to what they were saying. That's a fact. It shows that I was thinking when they were talking.
I cannot be thinking of what the hell they're going to say before they're going to say it, come with my conclusions, whether I think that person is going to say the same thing that they said 5 minutes.
Did we lose sound, Mr. Todd?
I'm muted.
Oh.
Hello?
No, you're not muted. Talk. Hello?
Yeah, I was just muted. Okay, well, I'm just letting you know the reason why I stopped, because the thing said muted. I was muted for about 10 seconds. But let me get back to what I was saying. When someone cuts someone off, the person who cuts off, it includes me, I wasn't listening to what the person was saying. Now, I want to go back to what the Abizi situation. If you guys would examine the whole situation, this is what's wrong with communication, especially on Blog Talk Radio. And see, when people want to share their lives and what they go on a personal basis, I don't know nobody personally on Blog Talk Radio, but when people want to show what they do or we talk about a topic and they want to bring their lives and share, I handle that with care. Now, I may talk about the topic, but I would never personally attack that person like Miss Lady did. He was bringing up an issue, and the conversation turned where it starts to be personal. There's a difference when we talk about topics to challenge the topics or the concepts someone's thinking, but go beyond and start saying a person is something and start defining a person as labeling that. That's wrong communication. Now, if you would listen, Nagoni said sometimes the unheard or understand the unheard is not. I'm saying, hold up, that's not communication. When someone tells you how to communicate, they're telling you the way they do it, and that's dangerous. What is communication is if you want to express yourself, you can do it in a nonverbal way, and you can do it in a verbal way. If you want someone to know how you feel, let them know. Don't have no secrets. Be open with them so they won't assume. Because sometimes when we try to go and keep on going on thought and we think what someone is trying to relate to us, instead of asking them and letting us being able to open ourselves to be able to vocally and express ourselves in an assertive way or in a non-passive way to get ourselves going. But guessing about what someone should have done, that causes mad confusion. And what I'm saying is if the lady wanted him to go get the bags, baby, can you go get the bags for me? If he would have had a problem with him not go get the bags, that's an old situation. But if he didn't go and if she felt that she wanted him to go get the bags, just ask. Maybe he would have been and said, oh, okay, maybe I should have did it. So I'm just saying it's about verbal and nonverbal and it's about listening. That's all I wanted to say, Mr. Talk.
Do you know
if he just... Nonverbal communication speaks louder than verbal communication any day of the week. That's not you. You're a lie. In fact, you know what?
Wait a minute now, Steve. See, you're interrupting her, and she's trying to get her point across.
I was also talking, but I stopped talking.
Their intent is to be demeaning and disrespectful. It's not to listen, have a conversation, learn, or grow.
Wow.
You know, it's to be demeaning and disrespectful and dismissive, which is a male entitlement kind of thing. You know, it's so outdated and played out, and nobody's buying it. Okay, those ad hominem attacks are just really the most elementary kind of attack.
Can she get back to the topic instead of demeaning people?
Listen, be quiet so I can finish. You just need to stop and learn and listen and learn. So anyway,
don't tell me I need motherfucker. I've been married for 15 years. I need
learn. I hear what you're saying, but when she's carrying 4 or 5 bags, you can imagine how the woman looks. Probably got a purse, 4 or 5 bags. So she's communicating that she's very burdened. She's weighed down with packages. So that's what she's verbally communicating. So the man picks up on that if he cares about this woman, and he's going to ask her, "Let me. You're burdened. Would you like me to help you with the packages? Or let me ask you to help me. I will help you with the packages. Is there anything else I need to do to help bring these packages in? Are there more packages?" See, and that's the step that at least they're not trying to take. They want to stay in an elementary phase, which is, well, she didn't tell me. She didn't ask me. But
Now I'll say this. If you come in with five bags and I help you with those five bags, if you don't say, hey, there are more bags in the car, could you please help me with those? I'm not going to make an assumption that there's anything left in the car.
True. But you can ask her, is there anything else in the car? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you just saying, hey, it's the most stuff in the car?
Can I jump in here?
It depends on where I'm at in the house. I could be down in the basement. I can be in the attic. It all depends.
Wrong, but I'm just saying it goes beyond.
Wait a minute. My co-host was going to say something. Now let her talk. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I just wanted to interject that it seems to me that what you're discussing is who was right and who was wrong. We're now not talking about the art of communication. I don't think so. At least that's what I'm hearing. Maybe I'm wrong.
No,
I'm not blaming at anybody. I'm just saying that it seems to me that the thing is going back and forth between what the man should have said or could have said and what the woman didn't say and what she should have said.
Well, that's all communication.
So we're now talking about who was right and wrong.
Beasley, don't get shot.
I was done. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. That was just my observation. I could be wrong.
Okay, when I first said nonverbal communication speaks loud and clear. That's what she was communicating. It's not about who was right and who was wrong. The man didn't want to pick up or couldn't pick up or dismissed her nonverbal.
Here we go with that shit.
And that's pretty important.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Well, can I bring up something real quick? We had a situation.
He would have known if he had respected that or understood that, he would have known. Like I go back and say, if it was his boss coming in with five packages, he wouldn't hesitate to get up and offer assistance.
No one said that he would.
Let me correct the record real quick. When I opened the door, she had the bags. I took the majority of the bags, and she had one of them, and I brought them to the kitchen. But no, I didn't think there were other groceries.
Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Did she tell you there were other bags right then and right there?
No.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So were you obligated to assume anything?
Man, I don't think so.
No, you were not obligated to assume anything. You thought all the facts were there.
Well, you know, right, because Sister Nagonia said something earlier. Sister Nagonia said something earlier that makes it just doesn't resonate with me. That silence is a form of communication. No, silence isn't a form of communication because you don't know what someone's thinking. Okay. Silence is a guessing game,
right?
And you're flipping a coin, or you have lots of options to try to decide what someone is thinking.
Mr. Beasley, may I respond?
Sure.
To it was a quote by Peter Drucker: "The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said." Now, I get something out of that. Maybe you don't, and I respect that.
No, I get something
tell you
out
what
of
Peter
that,
Drucker meant. I just get something out of that. I think you can,
okay,
you know. It's important to be aware of what isn't being said as well as what is being said. It means something to me, but I respect
that means something to me, but you said something further about silence.
Could I ask one question?
There's a saying that silence is louder than words. That's what I said.
Go ahead.
Let me just ask one question. Okay. Now, hypothetically speaking, let's say that everyone on this phone is a man, right? And you come to your home after work, and when you walk in the door, the music is on, you have food going, your bath water's ran, and your lady has on something very nice, a nice little outfit, and she's catering to you, all of these things. Now, that brings about a situation that you understand what's going to happen later. But if you come home and, okay, you got a few clothes on the couch and you got some food on and her hair is in the rollers and all of this stuff, you don't know what's going to transpire later. So those were two different situations. You cannot go off of what you assume someone is thinking. If they say what's on their mind, then you will get a clear understanding as to what they are thinking.
Exactly, because we're talking about what communication is.
Brother Lowe, to imply that.
No,
I'm just saying to Brother Lowe that that wasn't my intention to imply that you could. And again, I think you're still trying to talk about who was right and who was wrong instead of talking.
Oh, trust me, I'm not right. I don't got to be right because this here is just something that when I hang up, it's over. I ain't got
to
be right.
No, Mr. Lowe, you misunderstood what I just said. I'm not talking about you trying to be right. I was talking about the discussion seems to me, perhaps I'm misperceiving, to still be about who did something wrong as far as when the groceries came in. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know, and
that
we're not talking about behavior.
I'm learning one thing even more.
Can I just
men and women have a real hard time communicating with each other.
Absolutely.
Even when
I
they're
agree
trying,
with that.
I'm hearing it with what's going on here.
Right.
Men and women have a real difficult time communicating with each other.
Whoa.
Am I trying to get a point in? I can't get a point in. It's not going to be long. All right, this is a real quick point. See, wow. He's saying I have my own show. I know I have my own show, and I'll talk about you with me on my own show tonight.
Well, that was an ad hominem attack. That's what that was when he said he has his own
show. No, Miss Nagoni. He's telling me to be quiet, Mr. Nagoni. Listen, I want to make two quick points real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I said there's two parts of communication, nonverbal and verbal. Sign language is not verbal, but it's communication, right? So we're talking about the verbal and nonverbal. Silence is nonverbal. Well, okay, now we gave a situation how we're still talking about communication and going in. While a man would walk in a room and a woman would just be there silent, looking mad, just silent. The man would ask, well, what's wrong? She would come and says, well, I'm mad because of what you did last week, blase this, blase that. Mm. Right? So right there, to me, that's dysfunctional communication. Because if the woman or even the man, let's say the man has an attitude. I don't want to put no gender. A man has an attitude, and he's going around walking like he got an attitude. She says, babe, what's wrong? And he talk about something that she did last week, building all this up. What I'm saying, that is a dysfunctional communication because someone held something knowing they could not express themselves, and another person had to look at that nonverbal communication, and it caused chaos and confusion. What I'm saying is, what is communication? It's by verbal or nonverbal, and you have to express yourself to someone. And I'm saying, when you feel someone is treating you wrong, express it verbally without us getting indignant and understanding people, because that's what we're doing on this telephone, verbally communication.
That's good point, Michael, and may I explain?
That's the only thing that I'm trying to say.
That's a good point. Can I explain to you what I meant when I said that was an ad hominem attack? Whoever said he has his own show, an ad hominem attack is a personal attack, poisoning the well, the fallacy of attempting to refute an argument by attacking the opposition's personal character or reputation using a corrupted negative argument from ethos. Okay?
Because they all corrupt, because they never stay on the topic when they do that, Nagoni. And that's,
well,
to
I know
me,
one
that's
too, is you do
communication.
Like, I'll say that about
no,
you.
I stay on the topics. Don't attack me personally.
I just got done saying you stay on the topics. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to mute myself, Nagoni.
Well, don't hear when somebody's agreeing with you.
The reason why we're talking right now about who attacked who said what that was inflammatory to who or whatever, is because we were all on one accord. We were talking about the subject. And all of a sudden, well, you should have did this. Well, you should have thought that. That is when the subject changed and it got personal. Other than that, everyone was just here saying, well, I think this, and I think that this should have happened, oh, well, you should have done this, whatever the case may be. But when you get to the point where you're insensitive and you don't care and all this and all that, hey, it's not up to me to tell Beasley
what
he is.
You're not a quality person.
Right, you're not a quality person. Let me tell you
You're childlike.
Odom was a quality person when he was playing with the Lakers, and that woman was sitting down there in, on the front row. He ain't a quality person no more to her. So it all goes with emotions.
Well,
right.
The problem is, fellas, it's not 1960, okay? These women got liberated now. And so, Miss Lady, I'd be happy to carry your bags. Where you at now? How many bags you got?
He's trying to get a wife.
Brother Westby.
Just carry some bags to carry, though.
Yeah, well, and one thing, see, you fellas, we got to realize, man, we speak 10,000 words a day. Women speak about 30-something thousand, okay? So we can't, y'all cannot talk to these women, man. Pandora's out the box, okay? And so, and another thing, most women, you could be talking about a third party situation. If somehow or another, they end up taking it personally, man. So y'all just got to figure this shit out, man. Y'all know how women act, man.
It's hard. It's hard, Wes.
They take everything personally, man. Okay? Something about their psyche, man. You could be talking about somebody else, your grandma from 1940,
right.
And somehow another, she say you're talking about her.
That's the
thing. And nothing, when you communicate with them, okay, if you say something and then she don't say nothing back, or don't respond, that right there tells you she don't want to have nothing to say to you. So you might as well just don't say nothing to her until she get ready to speak, man.
God, they hard. Let me piggyback on what Mike said and what happens more often in communications between men and women. All right, say I come home and I say, hey, good to see you this evening. What's going on? I get up. And then she goes in the kitchen and slams something around, right, and just pushes something around. And I look at her and I say, what's wrong? And she rolls her eyes. And I said, no, what's going on? What's wrong? What you mad about? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you hear most of the time. You're not going to get, well, I'm upset about this. Or sometimes it may not even be you. I just had an argument with my sister and this and that and the other. But most of the time you're going to hear, oh, nothing. You're not going to get any communication at all.
Well, now you're women bashing again, Mr. Beasley, but it's all right.
Well, this is my experience.
No, he's not woman bashing.
That's my experience.
That was just my perception, that's
well,
all.
Well, no, well, this well, she's a woman, so maybe she does take it a little personally. But...
Let me ask you this question. If that's the case, then what do you do? Do you just...
I don't know. I'm a grown man. I don't know what to do.
But that's
all
honest.
I'm gonna ask Lowe first. Hello, what would you do if your wife did that?
Well, if I came in the house and I asked, I'd say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Whatever, and she blow me off, and I'm like, hey, what's wrong with you or whatever, and I get whatever and nothing or what. You know what? You in your emotions right now?
Yeah, just give her some space.
And as nice as I can put it, I'm going to thank it in my mind to say, fuck you. I'll talk to you when you talk to me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to leave you alone.
I know, right?
Wait a minute. I was asked what would I do. I'm going to say it in my mind. Fuck you. I'll talk to you when you come talk to me. I've already approached you.
Right.
I came in harmony.
Now.
That's the only way to do it, man. You're right. I agree with you on that, Lo.
Okay.
You don't kiss nobody's ass.
Well,
that's right.
This is what I would do. If it was
man.
Me. And I walked in and she said that. I would say, okay. And I give a little time to regroup, think about it. Then I go in to address it and come at it from another angle. I would say, okay, You ready to tell me what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but see, and that's the thing, because no matter what it is, if you go ahead and let it fester, then that creates more of a problem, more of a problem, more of a problem than what was tiny, whether it was you or not, it becomes a bigger issue, and then communication, the road on communication just becomes all jacked up. You know what I mean? Now, you know, as
yeah.
far as what Lo said, I'm not gonna say that what Lo said. I'm sorry, I just can't. No, I can't say that. But anyway, let's see. We had somebody was on. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I think first of all, to have good communication, I think both parties have to start with goodwill. I mean, man, F you? Wow. It seemed like they would have a very difficult time communicating over a long period of time with the, if one party has that attitude with the other that they're in communication with. That's just my observation,
mm-hmm.
for whatever it's worth.
All right, let me bring, I'm bringing Vernon in. He's been waiting. Mr. Vernon, what's going on?
What's going on, everybody? Hello, and how you doing?
Greetings.
They doing all right. I got them on mute right now so you can talk. Go ahead.
It's a heck of a situation, you know, but, you know, it is true. It's kind of hard to communicate when a lady get mad, you know. A lot of times they don't want to talk, Eric. Like they were talking about that bag situation. It wouldn't take nothing for a person to just say, hey, look, I got a few more bags in the car, but... It's just something a woman makes you ain't gonna holler. They not gonna holler. Say that. We know that, you know. And don't you listen to my cousin. He ain't gonna say fuck it, man. He might say it at first, but he gonna come back and correct that situation. You believe that? You can believe that. a lot of problem with our women, and you know, it started from about. Anywhere from about 30 to 40 years ago when the black men themselves broke down. You know, our black women had to take a different angle in life when our black men themselves broke down and quit and stopped doing the things and taking on the responsibility that they're supposed to. So right now, what we're dealing with now is the result from our actions, man. You know, that's just bottom line. And, you know, we got to all take the responsibility of our own when it was up. You know, even though it was a black man from the past, you know, we all suffering from the results of it. And I tip my hat to the black women because some of the situations some of them were left in, man, they didn't have no choice but to make moves. And what they became, it led a lot of them to become powerful, you know, independent women, you know. And I'm not mad at them, man, because it was a lot of deadbeat dads out there, man. There were a lot of black men out there, like I said, had two and three families, man, and that they call themselves trying to take care of, two or three women. And like I said, they wasn't doing things they wasn't doing enough for neither one of them to say nothing about it, man. And like I said, I ain't got nothing bad to say about what we're dealing with black women now because it's all the men's fault, man, the black men's fault. That's just bottom line. I'm done. You let them talk now.
That's the bottom line. All right.
That's the bottom line.
All right. So let me bring Big Chris in. See what Chris has to say. Big Chris, you there?
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Super D Negro.
Yeah, it's going well. How are you?
All right.
Oh, okay. Super D Negro. All right. What you got going, man?
Sir. Oh, no. What I got to say about all these women... The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the woman is a man's field to produce his nation. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that you have to nurture your women. You have to protect your women. You have to, you know, love your women in order for her to produce the nation that which is, you know, the womb, which is, you know, the child that she's producing. You know what I'm saying? The woman is the backbone of the family, and us black men, we got to get back to respecting our women, and communication is the key to a relationship, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what's going on now is that the black woman is, you know, she's caught up in this feministic mindset. This is the reason why she don't have no respect for her men. You know, without her having respect for her man, the communication is off. That man don't even want to talk to her because all she got to do is talk about, you know, getting her hair done and all of this stupid stuff. All of this, oh, her friend is stripping at this club and all of this other ratchet Negro stuff. So that's about it. That's all I got to bring to the table right now. I just wanted to drop a little bit of knowledge on you folks, all right?
Can I speak now?
If I talk too fast, just listen slow.
Well, what I get, I've listened to all of the men speak. I'm not upset with them. They just gave their opinion of how they feel about a woman. And that's what I got out of the whole conversation, listening to each one of them have a discussion about women. They all have different feelings about women, and they're not the same.
Well, I wasn't ever speaking about gender-wise, and I didn't want to turn this into gender-wise. I'm speaking about us human beings and how we can communicate with each other. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not on no gender-type stuff. I'm talking about all communication.
Okay.
And how we deal with each other.
Well, you know, when I was muted there, and like I said, if I come in my house and I say, hey, how are you doing? And I'm greeted with an attitude, and I say, what's wrong? Nothing. I said, I didn't say I would say fuck you. I said I'll say fuck it. And I will go ahead and go take my shower and come back in and fix my plate, eat my food, go to bed, mind my business, and you'll come back to me and tell me what the problem is. I'm not going to run up in behind anybody to find out whatever's on their mind.
Well, I know that. But I just wanted to make this point. If that did occur in a relationship, if I would ask my wife, what's wrong, and she feels that she doesn't want to tell me, there's a communication problem in our relationship.
Because something hasn't
been solved. Depend on what I'm just looking at the fact of the matter. Now, I'm going to ask what's going on. Now, when I go ahead and if she's resistant, I'm going to know that's going to be on my mind because right now in my relationship, my wife, if something I know is wrong with my wife, she's telling me something wrong, but she's not telling me what's going on. Something ain't right.
She's not
and
telling
we
you.
We are, Michael, one, right. I understand
We grown.
I am grown. Of course I'm grown.
That's what I'm grown. Listen, don't. Just listen, we grow.
What are you telling me?
If it's something on her mind, she need to tell you what it is. To hell with you trying to figure it out. We're not in junior high school or in college.
Tell me what's on your mind. Lo, what I'm saying to you, Lo, I'm saying I can never force nothing. Of course, I'm not crazy, Lo. I never can force her to make her tell me nothing. But I'm letting you know, if I come to my wife, and if something's wrong with her and she feels that she doesn't want to tell me, our marriage has a communication problem. I never want to come to my wife or she comes to me and I have to hold down my wife. We're supposed to be one. The communication, there's no matter what's going on in the world, she should be open to tell me. Why is she fearful to come to her husband and tell me anything, whether it's a health problem or something must happen or she made a big boo-boo or made a mistake. You have to be open. There should never be no fear there. And I'm saying as a husband, no, we need to address the things immediately. What's going on here? That's all I wanted to say.
I'm not going to come from another man's perspective.
I understand.
Listen. I'm just saying this because I know that, brother. You ain't got to keep going on. I'm going off of what I heard a few minutes ago. I'm coming from a biblical perspective. If there's order, there will be order because if there's a problem, that family will address that problem. There won't be no, well, I'm walking around with my mouth stuck out so far that I can kick my lip. I'm so mad, and the man or the woman is trying to figure out what's going on. And as far as, somebody's in your womb in the nation. No. I'm not coming from another man's perspective on that. I'm coming from the perspective of truth. And the truth is, hey, if there's a problem,
let's sit down and let's talk about this problem. I don't have time to try to figure out what you mad about. Or I didn't fold the towels the way you wanted me to, or I didn't wash dishes and it was my turn,
left
or whatever.
The seat up.
Can I ask another
right,
question?
Seat up, et cetera. Go, yeah,
can ask. Since I'm not a man, and y'all gave y'all opinion how y'all feel about y'all women, and when men act like women and do the same thing, what are women supposed to do?
What do you mean exactly?
When he comes in the house with his dogs, when he comes in the house with his dogs tight, or act like he's mad at the rural, don't say nothing,
that's
just
why,
come through the door.
That's why.
Well,
that's
women
why
we turn the
Jim's
scenario
the same
into
thing a man should do to a woman. Your,
exactly.
Your mate, if your relationship is worth anything, is based on some communication and some trust.
Right.
That where you could tell them what's on your mind. You just got to give them a little time to get ready to tell you. And until that time, it might be best just to stay clear, let them work out whatever they're going through, because you can exacerbate the situation and make it worse, or you could direct that anger towards you when it might not have that much to do with you.
She may have been married 30 years. She know. She's just being the devil's advocate.
I'm just asking questions.
You know yourself.
I said you have different feelings about women, and I'm not mad at you. But I just asked a simple question. How do
right.
you women
well,
deal
I,
with
I
men
asked
to act like if Lo
question.
Came in the house and he was mad with somebody down the street?
Or whatever. You don't know what he's mad at.
And he comes through the door. She don't know what he's mad about. And what is she supposed to do if she don't know what to do? I'll put it
well,
that
you know
way.
What? Generally speaking, if the woman says, hey, baby, what's going on? What's wrong? Generally speaking, and of course, not this doesn't cover everybody, the man's going to tell her what's on his mind.
Absolutely.
Really? Oh, okay.
You have the new age tight pants wearer dude that's not going to say what's on his mind. You know, but a real man is gonna come in and say, "Hey, me and Beasley next door got into it because I told him about leaving his whatever on my whatever."
We got into it again.
We got it exactly. But you
right.
know, the guy that wears the skinny jeans, he's going to walk around in his feelings.
They out there too.
Right.
Well, my opinion on it is, since I'm a woman, how if my man came into the house and asked me what was wrong with me, and I didn't say anything, he would just leave me alone, saying there's something wrong with me, but he would leave me alone until I
That's exactly what I said. That's what Lo said.
That's
probably the best way to handle it when someone's angry like that. Now,
first of all, you ask, is it me? And if it's not you, you going to
know. No, don't ask anything. Don't ask anything. See, one thing, okay, I'm going to hip you to something.
That's somebody that got a child in the house for a wife, not a man with a wife.
One thing you can do is, if a man doesn't want to talk right then and right, don't force him, because what you're going to do is you're going to make the situation worse. And just like Beasley said, he could be pissed off because, hey, can I finish, please? The man could be pissed. I can't speak from a woman's perspective because I'm a man. But he could be pissed off because he went outside and he saw that he going to have to get a new tie, and the tie $400-some a piece. And he walked in the house pissed off about that. And
or he had a,
he
or he had a
house,
flat tire and he had to change
or
it.
Or he has a flat, right. And he come
or
in the house.
Check,
you
or
ask
his check
what's
was
wrong.
Shorter than what he expected.
Right. You ask what's wrong. He don't want to talk about it. Leave it alone. That's fine.
Well,
he eventually, he going to come out his mouth with it if he don't say anything.
Well, why can't you do that?
I think what you guys are saying that the atmosphere and environment for proper communication has to exist before communication to exist, or good communication to happen.
So that means you're not communicating.
What's that called? Hold on, B.
What's the difference in what you just said and a woman coming in the house with you and got some bags and stuff, and she don't say anything about them bags? Now, what's the difference in that? And what you just said right there.
Exactly. Wait, Michael, you was agreeing with me 2 minutes ago. How the hell are you going to equate?
No, listen to what Vernon said, though. Because we're talking about communication.
But you just said if you come in mad, then she shouldn't say nothing to you. But if she got some extra bags in the truck, then and if she don't say nothing, then you don't say nothing, then she mad. I mean, that's the same damn situation all
over. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So your point is it still has to come all about the damn communication.
It's all about
someone verbally. So, right. Right. But I just want to say something. Listen, if she's mad, right, and if she tells me what she's mad about, that doesn't mean that I'm going to take that madness upon herself. I can say, well, shit, that's something that she has to deal with. If she comes in the house mad and may slam something, I say, well, what's going on? Something like this, and she gonna say, well, don't let me know. I'm like, hold up, what's going on? But if she lets me know what's going on, I can decipher, Michael, is that a personal problem or is there something I need to get involved with? It? If it's nothing I need to get involved with, I agree with you. I'll go about my motherfucking business. But if somebody comes in my house, if my wife has a upset attitude as me as a husband, the question is going to be, what the hell is going on with you? What's going on? If she tells me, of course I don't have to jump in her business all the time because there's things that she can handle on her own. Sometimes I can trip about it. It may be a person's family member. You know, they have families and things of that nature. It might be, I can just sit back. I don't have shit to do with it. I can sit back and say, what the hell going on? You see what
I agree with me.
I need a communication that's going on here. Ain't going to be no attitudes running around here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Because I'm quite sure I can't walk around the house with no attitude. Miss Mays, you're right, man.
Right.
He's not there. It's the pussification of America, man. These guys, they sound worse than women,
man,
with their emotion, man. Y'all have no critical thinking, man. They're too much emotion.
Right.
Y'all cast more emotion than worse than women. I agree with Miss Mays on this here, man.
Can I jump in here for a minute?
How you going to ask when you got
the
gun?
Go ahead,
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on anybody. Can I jump in here for a minute?
Go ahead.
Okay, now, what I'm going to attempt to do is see if we can look at this maybe, the topic communication from a poetic perspective, okay? Okay. Here we go. There are those among you who seek the talkative through fear of being alone. The silence of aloneness reveals to their eyes their naked selves, and they would escape. And there are those who talk and without knowledge or forethought reveal a truth which they themselves do not understand. And there are those who have the truth within them, but they tell it not in words. So maybe we can play with that a little bit.
Well, Shakespeare means nothing to me because I mean, I'm using the conversation about
communication from a different perspective.
Golly, I understand. You said what you said, and here's my rebuttal.
Okay.
Just because that person says, well, something should have been, you should have thought this or you should have known this, but it wasn't. Hey. That doesn't change anything. The fact of the matter is, if you come in my house and you say, hey, there are more bags out there, I will be glad to go out and get more bags. I'll be glad to help in that. But if you come in the house and, like the lady said, you got five bags, I come up, help with those five bags, and nothing else is said, and you sit down and wipe your brow off and, oh, I'm so tired and whatever, whatever, then I don't think there are any more bags out there.
Okay, thank you for that perspective. Anybody get anything from the little verse? Did anybody else, or you know, did that, was that lost?
No,
Mr.
it wasn't
Beasley?
Lost.
Yes, that was.
As the topic of communication. Why we talk and how we talk and reveal truths, and some have truth without speaking words, so forth and so on. We're talking about communication, right?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you read it again?
Okay.
Well, I just want
to. Okay.
Okay, he asked me to do it again. There are those among you who seek the talkative through fear of being alone. The silence of aloneness reveals to their eyes their naked selves, and they would escape. And there are those who talk and without knowledge or forethought reveal a truth which they themselves do not understand. And there are those who have the truth within them, but they tell it not in words.
So basically you're saying all the three categories, everybody's full of shit, basically, right?
Even the person who wrote that poem had to put themselves on what they just wrote.
Yes, it depends on who they write that poem to.
So that includes everybody in the world, even the person who wrote that literature.
It includes the person who wrote that shit.
One at a time. What I was trying to say is, and if you notice in relationship these doctors, they always say men can't express themselves. We may express ourselves in hitting a woman. But I'm hearing people are saying when it's time to communicate with your significant other or the one that's close to you, to shut down that communication. And I'm just saying, look at what that's going to cause. That's all. That's all I'm saying. One person talks, somebody listens.
And then when the person that listened and heard what they said, it's up to them how they're going to react to whatever was said to them. That's what life is about, give and take.
So why would my wife come to Michael and say, Michael, what's wrong with you? And I say, no, don't worry, I'm not going to talk about it now. What is that saying about Michael? Something ain't right.
Well, you know what? Michael doesn't want to address the situation right then. When communication stops, the relationship is on the downside.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. And that's true.
What I found, what works with the relationship, and sometimes there's a communication gap, and the communication gap isn't because people aren't expressing themselves, but we're talking at the same time. Kind of what happens on these radio shows. What I found that works, and has worked with in more than one situation, is texting. Because Listen, you can misunderstand, but let me tell you how it works. Okay, because when someone, she texts me what's on her mind, I get a chance to read it and digest it, you know, and I think for a second before I respond back, but I'm actually hearing her thought out, okay, and no one is saying anything that rush, you know, you're not having emotional reflexes. Someone's thinking out what they're going to say, and it's heard out, and then there's a response. But
how can you say something about texting? Well, what happened to relationship prior to before texting, man, when the 1980s on back?
Good point. This may not be the answer for everybody else, and it's not necessarily a 100% answer for me, but I found it has been able to resolve some situations where the communication wasn't good. That's all.
You're a contemporary man. Get out of that texting.
But see, that texting to me is a kind of, and I'm being subjective.
You ain't contemporary, you 40.
Hold up. No, whatever. But see, that texting is a weak way out because sometimes when you text something, your message doesn't come out. And like he's saying, people use that because it is verbal now, but they'll use that instead of getting on a phone or sitting someone man-to-man or talking in dialogue and expressing your opinions out like we did old school so you can really get to hear the tone of the voice and tell me what you really mean about me.
That's important. You're right.
So it's a weaver way out, and then sometimes the messages can come out misleading sometimes.
And then you find out you have to call.
Right, exactly. That also adds to the meaning too. Body language and eyeball to eyeball. It's resolved some situations in the past.
That's all. It's not.
And you know, just be mad when he starts snapping their neck and all that, popping their fingers and their hands on the hip. You know, Miss Sister Girl mad then.
And then they got a lot of people in a lot of trouble too, as we can see. As they're trying to say. Because there's been a lot of, they used to call them Facebook gangsters. They used to start, and all these beefs used to start over. Everybody start texting each other, then they'd meet at a certain place and start fighting. Before they start minding real heavy.
Mike, hold on. We talking about a man and a woman right now. We ain't talking about that crazy-ass shit there, bro. Come on now. Let's stay in context. We're talking about a man and a woman.
Well,
we're talking about no
communication.
Okay, let's hold up for a minute. Wait, hold up. Yeah, hold up. Hold on. I've just placed everybody on mute because I want to say something, and I want y'all to jump in all of a sudden. But first, my host was going to say something. Weren't you, Sister Ngoni?
Oh, all I said in response, the brother said we were talking about a man and a woman, I guess, in that period of discussion between them. But I just said I thought we were talking about communication. But, you know, they were too, I guess, in a different context. That's all. I was just trying to follow along with their logic.
Oh, okay.
You know, their, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? And Michael brought up a very, very good point. In this day and age of technology, you know, to where everybody does depend on texting and email and Facebook and My World and whatever the rest of these little sites are to do what they consider communication, has that taken away the, the importance of face-to-face communication? Has that affected it so much to where we no longer are really trying to master face-to-face communication because we have all these different ways of doing it technologically? That's my question to the board. So that's what I'm asking. So I'm opening you back up now. And tell me
yes,
what you think.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has taken away from the integrity of a face-to-face communication. It has. Mm. I mean, if let's say you worked at a corporation and they had your personal cell phone and you went home from work and the next morning when you woke up, you just happened to check your phone and the person that you work for, your supervisor says, okay, hey, Mr. Talk, some things came up. We no longer need you at this corporation. Thanks for the time you are here. If there's anything else, get with our employee assistance in another city or whatever. And this is the fax. This is the phone number, and this is the email address to get in touch with those people. There was no integrity there whatsoever. Because you had a rapport with this person, you had a relationship with this person, and this was a person that you could confide in certain situations. More especially, you work with this person, and you had some type of your standing with this person that was of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you don't honor me enough to tell me that you don't want me around anymore. So I say that this new age has only brought people to a more isolated situation.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Y'all right with this technology, man. It has made people. I think it cut down on people communication really, instead of somebody looking at somebody eyeball to eyeball, and you know a woman mad when she start mean mugging you and rolling their eyes and all the special effects that come on with a relationship. I agree with y'all, man. This new technology kind of messed up people's lines of communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to increase the communication or just different ways to communicate.
Well,
no, you got a good point.
I don't see where it was better. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say I don't see where it's better because I know when I was out dating in the 90s and, you know, Facebook and all of this stuff and my face and my space and this and that, none of this stuff was in existence. And so in order for me to meet someone, I actually had to go out and present myself to that person, have a dialogue with them and carry on the conversation or whatever. You could have Jeffrey Dahmer talking to you on via Twitter or Facebook or whatever, text messaging or whatever, and never even know it. Now, you could say something to this person, and while they're sitting behind their screen, they could get mad as hell. And it could be something that you could say to them in person that they couldn't even hold their emotions. They could still get mad as hell, but you would never have known this because you don't see this person's face. You don't know what they're thinking when you're talking to them.
Well, a lot of times, now with the technology, if you meet a woman and you tell her your name, she's going to run a background check on you, see what your credit score, your criminal history, what your mom and them name and everything, man. This new technology now.
You can do the same thing.
Right. But the thing is, all of that's fine, and all of that is just something that's on the surface. Oh, yeah, Wesley has a 783 credit score, and he works for Pfizer, and he lives in Armand, and he drives a Mercedes, and he's, as far as I know, never been in trouble with the law. But what she don't know about Wesley is every girlfriend Wesley's ever had, he whooped her behind. They didn't put that on the sheet because they didn't know
about that part. So she may got my name. Now she may find out if I'm paying child support, how many kids I got. She may find out if I got locked up. But if she don't got my social, she can't get my credit report.
Wait a minute, stop. How in the heck, why are we talking about credit reports?
I'm just saying she can try to communicate and find out certain things about me, but y'all said that she can find out about credit reports about somebody.
That's the problem with communication, man. So when you meet somebody, they can tell you anything, and right then and there, you know that person is a liar. So that's the problem with communication.
Now, you only ask them the things that you can verify. People like someone I know says, you know, ask a woman, you know, how many men she slept with and has she had any abortions.
But what kind of lame, wimp, weirdo asked that? Mr. Lucian said that on this show.
He said on this show the question that you need to ask a woman.
You don't need to.
Hold on. I just want to say this. The reason why I brought that up, and it's only going to be short. The only reason why I brought that up is in communication, if you want to find someone, if you want to ask them something that you can verify. Like if they've been locked up or they have a criminal record, you can find that out. Most states got a judicial search, okay? How many times they get married, if they got child support, all that. You can find shit like that out. But this type of stuff, like how many persons they've been with and all that, that stuff you can't find out.
Oh, that's superficial stuff.
You want to know something? You know how I would find the stuff out? And I wouldn't ask any of those questions, okay? I would open up a little bit about myself, and when you open up a little bit about yourself, you find that you're going to get someone to open up a little bit more to you, particularly a woman.
Yep.
And once the conversation gets comfortable, you listen closely. And
that's
what
right.
What you use is your instinct, okay? You use intuition. And a lot of times, a woman will tell you things. And the more comfortable they are with you, they will tell you just about all those little questions that may be lingering in your mind.
You're right about that.
I'm going to say I don't know about that. And the reason being is because on another show, there was a lady that was, she was opening her heart out to 30 guys a month because she was eating free 30 days a month.
With her hungry ass.
She had a spreadsheet with a million 30 guys on various websites.
Mr. Talk, let me ask you a question.
Am I lying? A woman went on these various dating sites and met different men, and every night of the week she would go on a date with a different man, and he would pay for her dinner. And I'm sure throughout the course of their conversations, she was a nice-looking lady. He wanted her to continue looking nice, so he enabled her and all the things that came with that. So you can't always just run with, you know, I'm going to open up, so they'll probably open up too.
Because after further review, women are the best liars, man. Okay? They
can all if
you're listening and pay attention, your instincts should tell you that, too.
Beasley, if your instincts are telling you that, oh, she's wonderful, because she told you exactly what you wanted to hear.
No.
And come on now, brother. Now, hey, you're a man just like I am. You a woman will stroke your ego and make you feel good, and you will enjoy it.
I fall for it. I fall for that one every time.
Once you put that thing on the brother, his ears and everything shut down anyway, man. He can just tell him anything then. Once you put that thing on it, y'all know that.
Mr. Talk's laughing louder than most.
And that's even for a guy that's a contemporary guy in his 50s, too.
Yeah, so is.
Exactly.
Poor Eve. She gets the blame for everything.
Well,
wow.
No.
You never can say that I say that. You never can say that. But
I didn't call your name.
The hardest and the smartest of us can be swayed by some good loving.
Can't solve incompatibility.
Yes.
I think
Look how
I think communication can solve incompatibility.
She want me to. I come carry her bags for her, man. Miss Lady, where you at right now? I carry your bags for you.
Yeah, but how do you know they're there?
I know, man, because you hard up. That's all it is. You sound like you're hard up. That's what you're going to do. Tony, love. He sound like you're hard up. I don't know what. Come on, let's see the
application, bro.
No, Michael, don't do that.
What?
Because I'm going to tell you why. Don't do that, and I'm going to tell you why. Maybe I was joking when everybody else was listening, but I went off air, and I told my cousin. I said, cuz, that lady got an attitude. But I like it.
Yeah.
That's a form of communication. That's a form of communication because, every time I hear your voice, listen. Every time I hear your voice,
You know why? Because you want to tame it. That's what you want to do. Let's keep it real.
Well, you know what? You actually right. That's a form of communication.
I know I'm right. That's the only reason why you got to be saying some crazy shit like that.
Or you want to see if it's containment. No, that's a good point. It's a challenge.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Right.
My
bit of a challenge. So there are different forms.
Really?
I'll admit it.
So let me ask you this. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
So what type of communication is that?
I'm going to use my filter.
That's all you want to get your freak on.
What type of communication is that?
Okay. I say it like this.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question again to the person I want to ask the question. All right, Lo, what type of communication is that?
Well, from my past, my
gallery coming in.
My personal past history, it has been, I didn't like you. Well, why are you with me now? I thought that you was this, and I thought, that just was your assumption. And that's my past personal history. I won't lie to you. My wife even told me, when we first met, she thought I was an arrogant so-and-so.
Because you are.
But as she got to know me and find out who I am, then although she says, you're nothing but a damn teddy bear. Everybody else think you're a grizzly.
That's after she tamed you.
Well, I don't put it on that, man. Just put it how it is.
It helps.
You know, and that's just how it is. I mean, you know, a strong-willed person, whether it's a man or a woman, they're always seeking a battle to fight. And you will always find someone that's willing to be a combatant against them. So
only on Blog Talk.
Not only on Blog Talk. You know, so it works like that sometimes.
But wait, you still haven't... I must have missed it, but you still haven't told me what type of communication that was y'all were talking about.
Well,
me and Lady?
No,
or,
that's not what he's talking about.
Okay. He said yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out.
I'll say it like this. I've always, and Michael was right, I've always liked the angry, mean wench. I've always liked those. I don't know how I got with my wife because she wasn't one, but I've always liked the angry, mean wench type, you know. Or you didn't like me in the very beginning. You thought I was this and that, but now you think that I am the salt of the earth. Okay, yeah, I am the salt of the earth. Thank you. So personally, I think that when we get off of Blog Talk, I think that, you know, lady is like, he make me sick, but I wish I could meet him somewhere. That's what I think.
Hmm. Well, that's called, you know, that's called shock and awe, man. That's what that is, shock and awe.
Good point.
That's the kind of communication. That's what you call that, shock and awe.
Good point. You're absolutely right.
But, you know, sometimes you have to use a little shock and awe to separate yourself from the pack.
Right.
To show them that you're unique. Particularly if she's going out on dates with 30 different guys a month with her hungry ass.
Yeah, I saw one on a show today on the news. There was one lady wanting to go to 48 different restaurants, so she ended up getting 48 different guys to take her out to eat, man.
Yeah. And what happens to those guys that I can't think of anybody else. What happens to those guys that's like Mr. Solutions, that's actually a good guy, well-rounded,
bike life, baby. Bike life.
Well-rounded, educated. Brother, I don't need you to help me.
Go ahead.
Well-rounded, educated, and willingly looking for, and I'm not saying that he's out there being desperate, but he's willingly looking and seeking a relationship. Willfully.
Well, it's got to be a respect for that. It's got
right.
to be respectful.
Well,
I'm just like you, man. I ain't putting with no bullshit disrespectful ass woman, man. I'd rather be by myself, man.
Me too.
I ain't going to disrespect her, and she ain't going to disrespect me, okay?
Don't use the bad respect, you'll get yourself in trouble.
Listen, what happens
say,
to what, the
never
guy?
Never demand respect.
All
never
I'm
demand
asking.
Respect. You'll get yourself in trouble.
No, it's how you handle yourself, man. I'm not going to talk derogatory stuff to her and disrespect her. She not.
All right. Thank you for your cooperation. And it's silent. All right. Yes, everybody's on mute because I got something to say. I don't feel like talking all over you. Have y'all noticed the theme today? Yeah, I hope y'all have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have. But it's often the theme.
Yeah. But look, y'all, it's like this. You know, I'm hearing, and don't think I'm hearing this, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But yet, you know, is this really communication, what y'all talking about, or is this just, I'm just not going to do it, and that's it, and she's got to conform to my way. Or he's got to do things I say he need to do. Where is the communication here, y'all? See, that's what we're supposed to be talking about, but the more we get to talk about this and that, the less communication seems to be involved. And the type of communication that is involved is not really communication. You know, it's my way or the highway. You know, I mean, Loden calls somebody a winch. He like the winch type. I know he calls somebody personally. He like the winch type. I mean, if I was a woman here listening to the show, the winch type, you know, no. But Lo is married, so that's okay. You know, Wesley just, hey, if he had to, Wesley going to beat him in the head with a club. You know what I mean? Michael, he just giggly, you know, and he's stuck in his. But there still is no solid communication going on here, fellas and ladies. That is what I'm talking about. You know, it's like we're going in circles, but the circle has nothing to do, really has nothing going on to what we're talking about. Where is the communication? Where? You know, y'all talking about getting with people and all this. Yeah, that's fine and dandy, but you still got to talk to somebody, don't you? I'm just saying. All right, I'm going to open your mics back up now. so y'all can comment on that.
How can you say this? I said, if I come in my house and my lady that I'm dealing with, let me finish, please, sir. One second, sir. My lady that I'm dealing with is upset about something, and I say, darling, is there a problem? And I'm told, no, everything's fine. I should not be obligated to have to, hey, baby, what's wrong? What I did, talk to me. Can please talk to me. Let me know what's wrong. I'll do whatever you want. I should be obligated to do that. All I should be obligated to do is sit back and wait until that person digresses, and then we can have a dialogue.
Right. No,
you said something and that's not true. The situation was when you come into the house, and what Mr. Talk, and what I'm saying is this goes with the top, Mr. Talk. When you come in the house low and you see something wrong with your wife, and you say, what's wrong with you? She says something is wrong, but she's not telling you. That's what
she
said.
She said nothing. She said nothing. That's what we said in the very beginning.
But we said that something is actually wrong with her, and she's not communicating with us. That's the whole scenario that we give it to. We gave.
Can I say something?
Because if she says nothing's wrong with her, low, and something's wrong with her, then she's lying. So that goes back to wrong communication. She just lied to her husband.
Okay, can I say something, y'all? Well, Mr. Talk,
he didn't even
use
a minute.
This? You know how to squash all this, man? Have Low and Mike bring their wives on there and let them hear what their perspective, man. They talking all that BS. I want to hear what they women got to say about how they run to relationship, man.
You trying to take it personal. Won't you just stay
on
the topic?
Y'all talking all that BS, man, about your women. Bring your woman on there and let her hear what she said about
relationship,
man.
It's not BS. They just have a different way of handling
All right. Y'all heard my ears now. All right. Go ahead, Mace.
But the communication that I heard on the show today was when Lady and Low, how they get along with each other because he has a fascination with her. And he loves her voice. That's why they communicate the way they do is he jumps her. But he's getting a thrill out of it.
Well, I don't see how you can hear what she's saying with that Obama phone she got, man. That Obama phone she got is kind of hard to hear what she's saying, man.
What I was listening to today.
You never said anything about her fascination with me.
Well, she wasn't speaking. You were talking about her, so I didn't hear
that. Yeah,
please.
Bring your husband in. Y'all bring your wives in.
Let's
see the other side of the
perspective,
man.
Cut it out.
Come on. Don't be scared. No, don't be scared, bro. Let's see what your wife got to say with Tyree Allen, man.
My spouse doesn't come on Blog Talk. She don't give a damn about Blog Talk. This is my thing. So we
were talking about what... I think you're scared. You're scared, brother. We'll tell the whole truth, man. You're scared.
Brother, listen. You said you 50-something. This ain't no... this ain't no 10-11-year-old.
You lying. You sitting there lying on your woman, bro. Just tell the truth. You lying, bro. That's all. Man up.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying. I don't think he has a reason to lie.
Okay. Well, they be all right. They got to discuss it in the green room now. They was making my ears hurt.
Can I listen?
No. No.
You don't ever let me in the green room to watch the fight.
That's right.
I'm going to keep asking, though.
It's not a fight in the green room. It's a conversation.
It's going to turn into a fight.
No, it won't.
Lowe's from Louisiana. They fight with their shadow.
Lowe's a teddy bear.
Well, you know what?
If Lowe likes
to fight or attracted to somebody like that, that means he's addicted to makeup love, makeup sex. Because he's saying he's going to argue and fuss, and he's just going to try to tame.
I understand that psychologically a lot of men are like that, Low.
And look, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just stating a fact. That's it. That's how you're communicating.
Look out, Mike. Try to warn you.
All right. Now, I don't know how he came with the sex part of it. I don't know. Because... I'm telling you, boy. Okay,
you should you should hear him at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, I don't want to.
No.
I'm where I'm supposed to be in my bed, sleep. But anyway, listen, y'all. Communication. Communication is an art. It really is. It's an art. And honestly, if a lot of us had to take a test on it, we would fail. We would. I mean, because we honestly have no clue of really how to communicate with each other. We don't. We, you know what? If we were put in a room with ourselves and we had only ourselves to talk to, we couldn't communicate with ourselves, especially if you took a cell phone away, all the little gadgets that you have with you, you'd be completely lost. You just sit there and stare yourself crazy because you don't even know how to talk to yourself. You know, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That is bad.
Well,
so,
it depends on...
What? Go ahead.
It depends on what you're communicating on. If you're communicating on something personal or something that you have, that you live, and you're communicating with people that live that same and did the same thing you've done, you can communicate well.
But
it's,
Mace,
it's a topic where you know Mace, for a fact.
But, Mace, here's the point. It shouldn't matter who you communicating with. You should be able to do it regardless. You understand what I'm saying?
You're saying a woman or a man or communicating with people,
yeah.
Period.
A woman or a man, people. Women and men are people, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, well, then.
I wouldn't say nothing.
May I say
Michael,
something?
Are you married? Michael, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm searching for
woman.
Right.
Okay,
I'm not married.
What you got to say to me now?
Yeah, like single people communicate with each other better than married people because single people do different things than married people do, unless you've been married.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell a single person how to live their life when you're married and unless you've experienced it. If you haven't experienced it, you can't tell them anything.
Okay.
You have been there. That's what
you're saying. I don't have children.
Mate, I'm saying
experience. I disagree with that.
Oh.
I don't have children. But
yeah.
I have friends that have children,
mm-hmm.
and most of them, when I have something to add or just because I have been a child and I understand, you know, I just understand how people relate with each other, the majority of them will listen to me when I have something to say about it. You know, maybe your son feels this, maybe your daughter feels this, or there's some that don't. So then I have a friend that tells me, you know, I don't know Jack because I don't have any kids. And I'm
But if you were the person that was never around kids, how do you communicate with them? If you've never
been around kids. I'm a big kid myself. And
yeah.
I reflect upon what... Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say, if you want to take a book because the book said it, and they never been around kids either, but they're going to tell you
right.
how to do and communicate with kids.
Now I get what you're saying. It's based on experience, right? I got you.
So you have experience of being around kids.
Right.
Some people don't want to be around them and can't stand them.
Hold on. What does this mean?
No, you're open.
Hey, Mike, did you say you was married, Mike? Did you say that?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
He said
he's married?
He's not married. He was married, or he did have a serious relationship that had children. I think he said is no more.
Michael, are you married? Are you married right now?
You say
no,
it, huh?
I'm not married. No,
okay.
You know
so
that, love.
Wesley, what you got to
well,
say?
Well, okay, all right, I'm mad at my word, dude. I thought y'all heard you say you was married, man. I heard wrong there. All right, my apology. All right,
there
no.
you go. There you go.
All
so
right.
We were talking about you since you're gonna be talking about
later. Good. But I was muted, and I was just saying, Mr. Talk, we were talking about how, when we talk about how communication, we get confused. If we just talk about what communication is, it's about verbal and nonverbal. And what it is, some people don't communicate because out of rejection. Now, is that an excuse? Okay, we need to realize those things out. But what communication is just open your mouth. Now, if you want to come off aggressive and passive, that's something different.
People do that too.
It's real simple what communication is, right? But there's reasons why people don't want to communicate, and unfortunately, there's false fears. Now, sometimes me, I may come off aggressive, which I know that I can realize I'm working on, but that's just me personally. But so there's a way to assert yourself and not come off aggressive. And people don't listen in communication. Communication is listening, and a lot of people just don't do that.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
I listen very well.
Don't.
You don't,
Mike. I think, and it's been my experience, I think that you hear things, and I think that while someone's talking, that you're formulating what your response is going to be, and that you don't fully grasp what they say. You take bits and pieces of it, and then you will take sound bites of what that person said, and then you'll start talking about that, and you have a tendency to go somewhere else with the conversation. That's what I witness.
Yeah, most people that spend more time trying to prove themselves right, man. See, communication between a man and woman,
Wesley was talking.
Yeah. Like you said, Mr. Talk, nobody going to get everything they want out of communication, out of a relationship. So it's like give and take. Everybody say ground rule. This is my boundary, and what's your boundary? And then we compromise and meet somewhere in the middle.
That means everybody getting what they want because it's compromise.
Right.
Lo reminds me of a lot of the kids that I grew up with.
People may say in a conversation, when you talk about, I point out sound bites, I listen to you very well.
What it is, is when
I respond to what someone says, I may disagree with them, but when you talk about I point out sound bites, I'm pointing out the factual information that they're saying, and I'm challenging those facts that they're saying. That's why I communicate. Thank you, Mike. I'm just trying to say something.
Go ahead.
Right.
Hello.
When you're little,
that fire will burn. Somebody told you the fire will burn, but do you believe it's going to burn until you feel it? That's what, from experience, by touching the fire, you know it will burn. But if you never touch the fire, and somebody keep telling you that it'll burn, You're going to think it's going to burn you, but you don't know what it's going to feel like until you stick your hand in there. You can't say fire or burn.
Fat means greasy. That's what my grandmother used to say.
Right.
Can I say something unrelated? I'm having a thought about Lo. Lo reminds me of the kids that I grew up with. He reminds me of a lot of the kids that I grew up with, is that you got to have a fight with them first in order for him to be your friend.
They want
to fight you
even
first.
Even if you're wrong.
They're going to fight you regardless.
Right,
they're gonna fight you. They're gonna make you fight. And if you're a punk, you probably don't want anything to do with you. You're just gonna keep bullying up on you and messing with you.
Once you fight back, you'll be like, oh, he's all right. Well, see that right there, man. You are greater your chances. Somebody's gonna kick your ass, man. You're gonna run to the wrong person.
Hey, look here. Am I muted or something?
No, I'm talking about
you.
Like
no, you're not muted.
I've been trying to get something in for the last 30 minutes, all these talking ass people on here, man. Damn.
Well, get it in.
Damn. Well, look here. On this communication level, ain't that something that you figure out in the beginning of your relationship when after y'all done been together, you know, for a little while, you see how each other react when you get mad and all that stuff? I mean, if that's something that you can't deal with, a person that don't talk when you want to talk, because I'm going to tell you, I'm the type of person that, If a person come in with attitude in the house and they don't want to talk about what's going on, I just got pissed off because I feel tension in the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Thank you, Vernon. That's all I wanted to say. Let's keep it real.
What
you
really
need to start from the beginning, man. As soon as you see her eyes, if y'all eyes meet, then you communicate.
Vernon was talking.
I'm finishing what I'm talking, man, okay? He ain't mad enough to keep talking. That's his fucking problem, okay? Communication started.
That's called disrespect.
Y'all motherfuckers just disrespectful now, man. Look out.
He's going to fire. Told you. I
got
to warn y'all.
All right, go ahead, Vernon.
Pop that gun first and give you a warning.
If you know, I've been in relationships like that before, and if you notice, and I got enough sense now, if I notice a person that don't communicate well, if I get with a person that don't communicate well, the relationship is about over with. I'm not going to try to go into no town with them because you don't have communication. You got a problem in your relationship, man. You can't talk about things and stuff go wrong, man.
You know, that's just about right.
This is the second time she done called me.
Now, that's true, but when you've got communication and trust between two people, a man and a woman, you can overcome a whole lot of stuff because you can explain things. But, yeah, as a grown man, I would want to establish that communication before it even went further into having a relationship. When you're younger, you know, all of a sudden you find you like someone, they like you, and you guys don't even know each other that well. That physical attraction overwhelms everything. And then you get to know the person, and you're like, dang, how the heck am I with her? Or she might be saying the same thing. Communication is really important between a man and a woman. And everybody. I think I communicate well, but
all
I don't
know
how well I listen.
Yes. Now that is the thing. But hold on, let me bring Ebony in. She wanted a piece of the conversation. So
hello,
Ebony.
How you doing?
Ebony.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm okay. I just wanted to say, I think Beasley, you've got a point there about the being able to communicate well. I think it's a two-way though. The communication is only really good when you're able to speak and also listen. And probably the greatest power is to be able to listen, because if you don't really listen to your partner, particularly if she's a woman, you never hear what's going on, okay? And a lot of men say, I really don't want to listen because it's blah-dy, blah-dy, blah-dy. But that's when they miss some of the key things going on in their lives, because one of the things that women do is talk a lot. But sometimes the listening helps you to eliminate, you know, the BS and get to what's really going on and really is affecting that person. It's the same the other way, that sometimes the emotionally we're listening, to what people are expressing in their body language, you know, in the sounds they make, and don't hear the words. And I think when you want people to hear you more, then you spend more time on focusing on how you make the delivery, because sometimes it is the delivery that kills the communication, right? So
mm-hmm.
Some people are saying a great thing. They're doing a good, you know, and it's fine. But all that emotion around it makes it hard for other people to hear. So I think that's what you need to work on. If you think that you're not being heard, or if you think that, you know, your partner doesn't listen to you, it may be something in the way that you're, you know, putting your message out. And it may be in your inability to hear what that person is saying, because it's kind of, you've got to get the flow. And the flow only comes when both of you are feeling each other's energies and working with each other in a really positive way. So that's my contribution.
Now, Ebony, I want to respond to you on that, because this has come up before in conversation about the extra emotional reaction. We're, as far as black people in America, we tend to be very emotionally reactive. I agree 100%. And it's been stated that, you know, you personally are very calm, and you are, and, you know, your delivery is very unemotional. And I just, and I mean that as a compliment, but I do want to say that it's also true that British people are known to be less emotional. So could it be that because of your environment that
lack
you've learned that way of, that style of relating? I mean, would you agree that the British are known for being kind of unemotional?
No, I think you need to come to the UK and hear all the madness. I mean,
yeah,
there's
probably,
lots of emotional.
Just like everybody else.
They're just like everybody else. You know, particularly in the black community, people kick off daily. Like, that's not held down because you're British in any shape or form.
Really?
It isn't.
Stereotype.
That's a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
British people will kick off and let you know how it is, and sometimes I go there too. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's also maturity and age that helps me to learn that. Sometimes if I want to be heard, I've got to adopt a style that allows people to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things I've learned in communication: when someone's going high, you go low. Mm-hmm. And when you go low, you're more likely to be heard. If you go up high when they're going high, you lose the conversation. You lose the communication, right?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Kind of like the Jew does. He has that monotone.
Yeah, he goes low. Well, he goes low.
Somebody asked why black people talk so loud, and she said that we do that because we want to be heard. But see, my perspective is between a man and a woman, sometimes women take a long time to get to their point, and then therefore a man gets to, man, when's she going to get to the point? What you saying, man? That's what thought brought
up. Well, that's a way of communicating, though, but I just want to say something. You hear a lot of
some men take a long time to get to their point, too. Go ahead, Mike.
But I just want to say something, and it's going to take me less than 90 seconds. I've heard when some men...
Where the fuck does 90 seconds shit keep coming in at?
Wow.
Get it.
Because I don't want to get cut off. I'm not going to take long. That's why, low. Okay, when she's talking about people are being this emotional type stuff, sometimes when men talk and be vocal, some women will look at that man and say, he's whining and he's acting like a girl.
Yeah, that's how you sound. You're talking about yourself.
Wait, why I said that, I told you. That's why I said 90 seconds, bro.
Hear him out.
So, what I have noticed about a lot of this, that don't just get on the show and listening in, a lot is most of the time we have pretty decent conversation without a lot of emotion until people want to voice their own opinions and not listen to other people's opinions. And that's when the emotion come in. You know, that's when, you know, that's when it gets good.
That's
when black people get real argumentative. Then it's when they don't want to hear another person.
Exactly.
That's what I tune in for.
That's why in our communities run, and that's why politically we can't get together, because if we talk political topics, we'd be starting to want to fight and kill each other because people don't know how to handle the topics and go on the business. But let me finish talking about politics.
White folks don't get along. They argue
with each
other.
It's still about communication. When you talk about somebody moving, all of us human beings are emotions. If I come into my room and my wife is crying, she's emotional, and what she verbally avoids me, I have to take that consideration. All people are emotions. There's no more. No, women are not less or more emotional than men. The British are not less emotional than other human beings.
No,
it's just, hold up, listen. We all humans get angry, we have fear, we get sad, and we get joyful. That's what. Now, what people act out in that fear and that anger and that mad more, that's different. We
thank you for that, patient Michael.
We all have those factual. That's a fact.
Thank you very much for that feedback. What I was only saying was I've heard black people are more emotionally reactive than some others, and I asked a question about the British.
There is a reason why we're very cold
and unemotional. Ebony corrected me on that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
But there is a reason why black people may be more emotional than others, because it's because maybe we don't feel we're heard. And because we want to be right. When a lot of people on this line want to be right, I am right, wrong. And when you're in the right and wrong conversation, you're going to get heated, you're going to get passionate. And it happens in relationships too. One of the things I've learned from being with someone who very emotional and hyped is that, you know, you don't get sucked into the drama, because a lot of it is about drama. Your drama of wanting to be heard and wanting to be right, the two things. And you can't always be right and you can't always be heard. Sometimes you've got to step out and just let it be. You're never going to agree. It's how it is. It's a mature thing. You don't have to sulk because you don't get a yes to what you said. You know, it's just your point of view. It's just your point of view, and everybody has a point of view.
Ebony, you're saying black people have a problem with compromise.
Well, maybe, because we live in a society where people don't allow us to be heard in the way that we want to be heard, to be treated in the way we want to be treated. And when we get into relationships with each other, we want what we can't have outside of that. We want to be heard and we want to be right. And we have to get over that sometimes and respect each other and say, well, okay, I don't always have to be right with you. I just need you to listen and hear what I'm saying, and I'll hear you. That's all it's got to be. Just too much drama going around our conversations. I don't think it is about, there is no black way of speaking.
This is crazy.
That's BS. There is no black way.
I cannot believe she's saying this.
I'm saying that. It's emotional.
Okay,
when you start being dramatic, it's emotional.
Can I please respond?
It's a problem.
Okay, listen. This, what you just said, Ebony, this is why we get a bad rap. No, I have to spit on all of your concepts. I've listened to a local personality. Listen, real quick. A CNA, a journalist. They were talking to him as being black. He was too volatile. He was saying, hold up. Why every time a black man wants to speak his opinion, and he want to speak with passion, people have a problem saying he's too emotional. Caucasians, white people, when they get together, they speak emotional passion. They go to war, they kill each other all the time. Look at our history books. And what he was saying, look at Bill O'Reilly. He can get on his show, talk about the black community, yell and scream. But if you get one of us on there, we yell and scream, they want to say call of us. And I think, hold up, no. We're talking about the topics, and I don't care if you speak. Someone can speak with passion and conviction, but let someone get his chance and don't start personally attacking someone. But you're talking
about
too emotional. If it sounds like I'm speaking with emotion now, it is, because I'm tired of people putting up
Mike,
and saying we're not communicating.
Mike,
you're
making a good point. May I make a comment?
Passion is different.
They always do it.
Okay. No, passion.
They have passionate arguments.
Hold on, BB, because I just want to get back to
the text. Go ahead.
Look at your parliament.
All right, stop now.
Look at the British parliament.
Have you finished? Passion is different to when you are hyping and you can't hear the other person. Passion is about you expressing what you feel strongly and in an emotional way. That's fine, because you're expressing yourself and you're letting go of whatever it is.
Basically, you're talking about us interrupting each other now. You're talking about speaking with emotion.
The problem is, when you are talking over other people, you can't hear that other person because you feel you've got to be heard more than the other person.
True.
And then when you don't hear that person, you go into something that where you don't listen, and or you go into sulk, or you all of that is what I'm calling drama. There's nothing wrong with
passion. But that's not a color thing. You can't put that on black. I can look at TV, and I can look at Fox, and they always cut each other off. I'm tired of this, man. You can't believe it was like that.
May I say something?
You can respect someone in a conversation. What's black about that? Respecting someone.
May I say something that kind of illustrates what Mike was saying? For those of you that are football fans, and even if you're not a football fan, you probably noticed what's taking place, I think, within the past couple of weeks. You had Tom Brady, the white quarterback, who's I'm not going to call him the great hype white hope of the league. Right, the golden boy. Okay, the golden boy. Berating his teammates on the sideline, okay? He was berating them, and he was in their face, you know, like whatever he was saying, but he was in their face, and he was disappointed with their performance. And the way that he was perceived by the announcers is, this guy's a heck of a competitor. He's going the extra yard to get his team in shape. He really cares. He has a passion and a fire for the game. Okay. I think the same week or a week later, you had Dez Bryant, the black wide receiver for the Cowboys, was doing basically the same thing. He was shouting at his defensive guy, shouting at the quarterback, and he was speaking, but he was perceived as being out of control, wild, unruly, and anti the team. So what Mike's saying makes some sense.
Yeah,
because
the
way things are perceived, the way that they're reported, and people buy into these, these stereotypes or what these images, and you can't condemn all black people and say that all of us are emotional.
I'm not condemning you. What I'm saying, B, is that
no,
it's
but
how
I'm,
the I'm saying it's how
look at Serena Williams.
Up.
Serena Williams, yeah. You see how many white tennis people have always yelled referees and see how they got on her and said, oh, she was just, man, all of them yelled. And I said, wow, she's apologizing for this, but they've been doing it for years. And I'm just saying, when they see us get emotional, they do the same thing. They want to say, oh, we need to stop. What I'm saying is we can speak emotion with passion, and but you're talking about cutting people off, but then you were talking about we're so emotional in our conversation. We can be emotional like Martin Luther King. He spoke with passion, but cutting people off, that's a whole different subject, man.
Well, then that's right. Separate the two. Separate the two. And I'm saying you can talk with passion. You can express your view with passion. You can scream, shout, and yell your passion, but you don't have to get rude and cut people off and not let allow anybody else to be heard. And when other people are speaking, not listen. I said it's a two-way flow. So if you're communicating, the other person needs to be able to hear you. If it's working for you, fine. Do what you need to do. But a lot of the time, we don't hear each other in relationships because we're so busy screaming at two ends of the room, okay? You're screaming,
I'm screaming. That's when you should start text messaging each other.
Don't hear me. Sorry?
That's when you need to start text messaging each other.
And I agree. In a relationship, sometimes when I'm angry with someone, I don't speak. I text you, and it is better. Because sometimes that's non-emotional and you can't hear me. All you can see is words, right? And I think sometimes that does work than actually calling the phone and hurting someone with your words because that's what we do sometimes.
Right, and exactly. That's what I meant when I was talking about texting.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, Ebony, and Michael and Beasley can disagree with me all they want, but when black people are talking, And I know this because I deal with black people. You know, I'm black. But when black people talking, once the arguing starts and the communication, you know, you get the yelling back and forth, then the aggression get in there, it's pretty much over with then. Ain't nobody listening to nobody when they start getting aggressive. It's over.
No, that I'll agree with.
Yeah.
Once it goes to that point, it's hard to turn the temperature down and have a civil conversation, but
as we get older
and mature, maybe the next
day. Starts with no emotion. Vernon, if I were to call you the next day,
Vernon, if you and I are having a conversation that gets haywire, and I'm like, you know, F you, you're like, F you too. Let's say it doesn't get to blows, but it's like, man, later for you. Yeah, I hope you die too. You know, and then I call you in a couple of days, and I say, "Hey, man, yeah, I got beside myself. You know, but I apologize. I you know, you're a friend of mine, and I didn't mean for it to go there. You know, accept my apology. There's a good chance that you're going to say, "Hey, not a problem at all. I got out of hand too." So it can be resolved, or it can bring the temperature back down where there can be communication, but it's hard for it to happen right then and there. You got a point.
Yeah, I mean the thing with our people, man, it's a certain way you got to talk to our people. Man. You can't make them feel like they're being attacked when you talk to them.
No, that's true too. I can say this. We're keen on respect. No, that's the truth.
I know it's the truth, man.
You just can't talk to me any kind of way.
It's not gonna fly. The worst thing you can do to a black person is make them feel like they stupid. You get to make one of us feel like that we stupid and what we saying don't make sense, and you just set off a time bomb, man.
Mm.
That's the truth. It might not blow up right then and there, but it's gonna blow up eventually.
Yeah, communication over.
No, that's those are racial stereotypes
Hold on. Let me bring Miss Lady back. Okay. Miss Lady, you're back.
I'm listening. All I gotta say is nobody can make you feel stupid, ugly, worthless without your consent. No matter, it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks of you. It's what you think of yourself.
Mm.
Right? At the end of the day, you have to know who you are, what you're about, and you don't give somebody else the power to determine how you're going to feel about yourself.
That's absolutely correct in my view.
Okay, that's all I got to say. Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's true, but it's that is the truth, but it don't work like that.
Can I explain why, Vernon, real quick?
Go ahead.
Even though, and this is where she's missing the point, okay, or the finer point, and I can illustrate it perfectly. Even though I know exactly who I am, the fact that Vernon is trying to disrespect me. Now, I know who I am. I don't care what he says. He can call me a worm, I'm gay, I'm this. I know who I am. And his words don't change who I am. The fact that he wants to try to take it there with me is disrespectful, and it's going to make me angry. So
Beasley, men are more competitive, maybe, perhaps. And Miss Lady missed the point. A good point, but men are very competitive. So naturally, as a man, you're not going to let Vernon get away with disrespecting you.
I know a lot of women won't let you get away with disrespecting them either.
See, that wasn't taking anything away from the women. I was just making the point that being a man, you're going to actually go in gear and get Vernon straight right then and there. Now, there would be, if a man and a woman were conversing, perhaps a woman would not go to war in that situation. But maybe sometimes she would, depending on the situation.
There you go. But the point was, what Vernon's saying is not affecting my identity. I know who I am, but I'm not going to allow Vernon to take those liberties with me. So it has nothing to do with me giving him permission or him having that much of effect of what he's saying, changing who I am. I'm just not going to allow Vernon to go there with me.
But from a woman, Vernon. From a woman's perspective, I understood what Miss Lady was trying to convey. It was more of a spiritual thing she was talking about. It was about what you feel internally when these things are happening, and that you don't. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, Mr. Beasley? I was asking Mr. Beasley if he got what I was saying.
I understand what you're saying. She still missed the point.
She made a good point. That was a solution to the problem. A way to handle the problem. But the truth to the matter is, what I was saying is that's not the way people handle the problem.
Well, that's true.
When it's all about.
It's something that we work on over our lifetime, and hopefully we grow and learn. And many people have different relational styles. Some people speak fast. Some people speak slow. And I do think that silence is a part of communication. I think listening is the most important part of communication. It's not my strong point, but I think it's the most important part of communication. Well, you know, hey, I don't mind telling the truth.
I'm the same way.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Hello, can I speak? Am I on mute?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
I think the communication stops when somebody has their own point of view. And they don't like what's being said, that's when the communication stops. If your own point of view is who you are and you're going to stick with it, and nobody shouldn't be trying to change your point of view because you have a different one than the other people.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Blog Talk Radio, right? And Blog Talk Radio, blog is about point of views. And I'm referring to this. Right, exactly, because I'm not trying to actually change or say someone should actually do. If someone brings up a topic, we bring up our point of views, and you may ask questions about, and that's all basically with dialogue. Me personally, I'm not trying to personally change nobody's life because I know all of us are coming from different backgrounds, talking about a communication. We're all meeting at one place, and you're going to have different opinions and different viewpoints. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day, everybody's going to live their life at the end of the day, so I'm not trying to change nobody.
Oh, I'm not trying to dish you or Joan on you. I think you're a wonderful person. I really do, whether that matters to you or not. But what you just said, brother, when you, it's like you're proselytizing. It's like you're going to make somebody hear you and get your point of view and take it or else.
Well, no. No. I just want to say this and I'll be quiet. Every time someone says something about a point of view, I want to convey what I've been through in my life or how I see things, just like you convey. So what you just said, everyone does it in their own way. So, of course, Mike is going to say, I see things like this. I see things about the president. I see things about relationship. I see things about this. And you're going to do so, and I just do it in my own way.
But I'm not trying to change nobody.
I'm not trying to, like I said, Joan on you or disrespect you in any way.
Well, not because everyone else does it, though.
You were saying you're not trying to change anyone. And I'm just saying from how I respond to your method of relating or your style of communication, I feel like you're preaching or proselytizing to get your point across. That's just my perception. That may not be your intention. That's just how I receive your style of relating.
Right, but if you know,
I'm not saying that in any way.
We all are preachers
at all.
When we talk about relationships, we all are preachers when we make our comments. All of us, Vernon is, you are, Macy is.
I don't think so.
In our own way.
I disagree.
Well,
I don't have any desire
preaching?
To make anybody take acceptance of you because I'm aware.
No, I'm not trying to change nobody. I'm just right, exactly. And so you don't have the desire, but I'm just doing what you do in my own way. I'm just giving my viewpoint.
I'll let
it
go at that. That's all.
Okay.
It's all good. You know, we all different, and
we all come
from a different perspective.
Miss Angoni, I guess that's I'm saying that right. I don't know if I'm saying your name right or not.
Angoni is my name. Angoni.
Angoni. Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong. What you're saying is, in order to communicate, for two people to communicate, and to get something settled or to achieve something out of that communication, something positive, both parties have to be willing to do some compromising.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying both parties have to first have an intent to communicate. Second, they have to be willing to hear the other person to the best of their ability,
right,
and then be able to express themselves to the best of their ability. That's how I see what needs to happen in order to communicate.
But if you're not willing to compromise, if there's a problem, how are you going to get something settled?
Well, then you didn't communicate. That's why I started with the quote of the day was, the single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. You see?
Yeah.
But see, I wasn't here then. I didn't hear that.
Okay.
I bet Eric come up with that, didn't he?
All right.
We all see things differently.
No.
And we all have different opinions.
No.
And we should all just leave it at that with your opinion, and you have an opinion, and got an opinion, and leave it, and that's how you communicate with an understanding when it's over.
And that takes growth and effort, I think. And I will agree, I don't know if anybody else will fess up. But yeah, sometimes, you know, you want to be right. But I think if you're a mature person, you know that you're not always right. You're not always going to be right. And nobody's going to always agree with you. And then you have to just accept that.
No, it's not about agreeing. It's about your opinion and somebody not liking what your opinion is, but they're not trying to change yours. And it's still staying the same. I mean, like, you have an opinion on shoes. I have an opinion on shoes. You might like pointed shoes, and I don't.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing, man.
In
words,
time.
That's all. I'm agreeing with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm saying. So, and we just have an opinion on shoes. And can you like them? And I'm not trying to make you wear pointy shoes because you don't like them.
But I was just confessing that sometimes I do want to be right. However, I do understand that I'm not always right, and I do understand that everybody's not going to perceive my way of thinking as right. And so I accept that. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Wow. Yeah, that is. That is a good, great way to be.
Well,
all
it takes work. It takes work, and it's, you know, it takes work, you know.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It takes a lot of work. Look, you know, it's interesting. Oh, boy, this has been a good show, actually. I've been sitting here listening. I got my little final words, but it's 4:30 my time, so it's time to let y'all get y'all last words in. Y'all know I got Bible study tonight. Y'all know me. Busy. So we're going to start, Miss Lady. Miss Lady, you got any final words? Are you there? Miss Lady, going once. Miss Lady, going twice. Uh-oh. Did I hear something? Okay, she's having phone issues, I think. Miss Lady? Okay. All right, she's having issues. We tried. All right, Vernon.
Yeah, great
you
show,
up.
Eric. Good show, man. You know, I'm gonna keep it short and simple. You know, the best way to communicate is to when you're getting involved with people, make sure that you're involved with somebody that you can communicate with. Because if you have somebody that you cannot communicate with or does not want to communicate, you're gonna have problems. You're never gonna get anything accomplished. Never. So that's all I wanna say, bro.
Thanks.
Y'all take care. Have a good one.
Bye bye.
All right, you too, man. Bye. All right. Last but not least, because everybody else done dropped off, Maze, you up?
Yes, me and Vernon used to have it out all the time, and we came to an understanding for some reason, and I don't understand why. So that's how you communicate. And there's another person
what?
That calls your show, and I misunderstood him, but I'm understanding more. The more I listen to him, the more I'm understanding him. But I'm still not trying to change his opinion. With that, have a good day.
Bye, Maze.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Maze. And I must admit, you confused the hell out of me with that one, but okay. But anyway.
You know,
anyway,
Mr. Talk,
we'll
let me say something
later.
Here. I wasn't confused by what she said. I hope I'm hitting it. What I heard her say was that she named two individuals that they used to go at it all the time, but they grew to respect each other. And then they became able to communicate. That's what I heard her saying. Maybe I hope she's still there so she can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. No, she's on the mute side of the board. Once I replay it in my head, yeah, I understand. That's what she was saying. Okay. Good job, Maze. I'm glad. Oh, Lord. Now if we can just get you and Joe to talk to each other, it'll be real good. All right, my co-host, you got any last words?
Well, the only thing I'd say is that I think for me, listening is the biggest challenge. I mean, really listening, not just to people's words, you know, but really listening. And then you can never know for sure what somebody else means, but I think it requires asking questions and being willing to hear and willing to accept where that other person is coming from, you know, whether you like it or not, you know. And so I think I enjoyed the dialogue, even though we did go round and round in spots. But, yeah, I think we came out at the end in a nice place. I do. So
yeah.
I enjoyed, and I hope everybody else did.
Well, yeah, I agree. We went around the track a couple of times, but bottom line is we did get some kind of understanding. We really did. My final words are this. You know, remember the goal, you know, having good communication, okay, it's based on understanding, you know, understanding and listening. Basically, that's what it is. You have to listen to understand what the other person is saying to you. You know, that's the way I take it anyway. And, you know, if you're really not listening, then you're no way going to understand them and your communication is going to be all jacked up. Of course, like I said, that's just my opinion.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, that's it for us, y'all, till, what, tomorrow night, 7 p.m.? Yeah, we got Minister Signal on, and he'll be talking about relationship communication, which...
And that's 8 Central, I mean, Eastern, right?
Yes,
I mean,
8
Eastern. 8 Eastern?
Yes, 8 Eastern.
Okay.
7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 4 Mountain Time. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Woo, Lord. All right, once again, y'all want to leave a message or send a message to me, just go to ericletstalk@gmail.com or the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And Sister Ngoni, you got an email address for me to send you a message? Comment.
Yes, sir. It's Ngoni, NGONEA at yahoo.com.
All right.
Did I say that?
Yahoo.com. All right, y'all. Well, no, you're good. You're good. You said it just
right.
All right, y'all. Well, it's time to motor on. Enjoy, y'all. Thanks for your support.
And y'all know, like I always say at the end of the show, keep smiling, keep laughing. You'd be surprised how much better you feel. Whether you're feeling bad or not, just keep laughing and keep smiling. It always helps out in the end. All right? So, till tomorrow, 7 Central Time, we're going to leave out of here with what? Some Mamba by Richard Elliott on Jazz Day. All right, y'all. We gone. Bye.